You're listening to Foch and Friends on the number one hit music station. Wake up in the morning. Power 96.5.
You have been dating, Katie, and I think you have been miniature golfing on every single date that you have gone.
And don't say that.
Well, what do you want me to say? We're talking about dating ideas, so okay. I just wanted to start it off with.
That's true.
Maybe the next date you go to, no miniature golf.
It wasn't my plan. It wasn't my idea.
I'm not saying that it was. I'm just saying, like, if somebody suggests it, be like, hey, listen, I'm all miniature golfed out.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, it's fun. It's an okay date idea. Like, it's fine.
Yeah.
But it's just for you right now. Yeah.
It's not super original.
Yeah.
But also, I think it's fine. I think it's fine because you get a chance to talk while having something to do. So if the conversation is at a lull, you have something to do. But we need to figure out some creative date ideas.
Yeah, you guys know it. I used to be into eating ramen noodles in the parking lots. Remember that?
With your dates?
Yes. That stage of my life.
Random and odd.
That's a creative date.
Yes.
I will
say.
Very
unusual. It's unusual. People are going to remember it forever.
Uh-huh. So, but is it important for you personally? Food is not your love language.
No.
So it's almost kind of like, I think if someone is taking you out, they need to know that it's not, you don't necessarily want to eat.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
You don't look
eliminates
at food
a lot,
like,
though. A lot of date ideas when food's not involved.
Yeah.
It does.
I'm more into feelings and emotions rather than digesting my food.
Right?
You
An
know?
Experience.
Yes. Yes.
So golf would be good. Miniature golf would be good, just not every time.
Yes.
Okay. So what are some other good date ideas? Maybe for Katie or someone else.
Do you think a picnic's too generic? Like a picnic at like Jordan Valley or Sequoia Park or something.
See, the problem with... Okay, so here's where I'm going to throw this red flag out.
Okay.
Okay? I know for me, I'll eat anything. It doesn't matter. Like, I don't eat... Wherever we go, I'll eat it.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like where we're at right now, there are so many food restrictions.
What do you
like,
mean?
Like, in dietary... Like, some people are like...
Oh, like allergic
gluten
stuff.
Gluten-free, and some people don't eat meat, and some people don't like this, but they like that, and some people... So I feel like packing something, like food, would almost be bad. Like, it would be... For me, it would be good, because then if they complain about something I would pack, then I wouldn't have a second date.
Mm-hmm. And you just eat that food.
But for me. But for everybody else, that might not be good. You know what I mean?
Why don't you ask them ahead of time? Be like, hey, honey, what do you want on your Subway sandwich? That's what you ask.
Okay.
You be considerate.
Well, I feel like a picnic is more so like you prepare it yourself. You don't just grab it in a wrapper.
My picnics have always involved Subway.
Oh, okay. See, I'm thinking about like actually taking time and like put stuff into the actual making of the picnic.
Yeah.
Of the food.
Yeah, I like effort too.
So is picnic okay even though you're eating?
I probably wouldn't like picnic. I don't know. There's something very cheesy about it. Just
so
like
what
sitting
are some
on the-
other? What are some other things? Like, put some things out there as a woman. Where would you like to go on like a first or second date for people?
Not on a second date, probably, but maybe on like the date number 7, in the forest for a stargazing, or in the field, or on the hill.
But that's not cheesy.
In the forest.
And a picnic is.
This kind of sounds like a murder documentary.
I think she should have a picnic in a cemetery, like a walk to remember. Get stargaze.
Yeah, that's really, we're going to.
No, you guys, stargazing
take you to
is.
The cemetery, there's already a hole dug for you.
Okay. Stargazing is actually, I think, very romantic, in my opinion, anyway. And
okay.
I would love to. I've never done anything like that before.
Okay.
And I know that you guys know that I love stars and astrology and astronomy.
Okay.
What if he built you a telescope? Like in A Walk to Remember. All my ideas are from Nicholas Sparks movies. Would you like a telescope?
Did they have Subway in that one also?
I don't think so. It would have been better if they did.
All right. So forest, cemetery, stargazing, Subway. Any other brilliant ideas we want to give people for first and second?
I'm giving you
or
a
maybe
lot here.
Seven date ideas?
Thanks, Chelsea.
What about ice skating? Is that
ice
generic?
Skate? No, it's...
I actually have done that 3 weeks ago. For another date.
Here's the thing. Dating suggestion for Katie is really tough because she's been on so many dates. And it's like, I've done all these.
I know. Ever since me and you broke off our engagement, people just started reaching out to me and be like, hey,
it's
young girl.
That's good.
Young girl?
Sounded kind of
How
creepy.
Old are these guys?
Foch and Friends, 6 to 10 weekdays on Power 96.5.